This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. And on our program today, we have students from the ISYM camps, Illinois Summer Youth Music Camps at the University of Illinois. This is week two of their three-week sessions. They'll have a week, there'll be no camp next week, and then two Fridays from now, we'll have another batch of students. They all, throughout these camps, have the instrumentalists have chamber music that goes on, and we'll be featuring quite a number of players involved in those coachings. We have some cellos, some clarinets, some flutes, and a pianist on our show today playing for us live. Hope you'll stay tuned. That was the Hot Club of Cowtown out of Austin, Texas, a tune called The Magic Violin here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have some bunch of magic cellos here with us right now. We'll find out how magical they are. I already heard a bit of the sound coming down the hallway. I have to say, at first it sounded like some saxophones, but I knew they weren't coming in, so there must be something, since both instruments I have heard described as particularly vocal-sounding, there must be something about that that was coming down the hallway. I'm Kevin Kelly, this is Live and Local, and we have a bunch of students from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camps here at the University of Illinois. This is the week which culminates in performances tomorrow by a bunch of different individual instrument camps performing at various times, some of them simultaneously. They have clarinet camp, junior strings, saxophone, percussion, junior orchestras playing tomorrow, trumpet, piano, flute, oboe, and bassoon, junior symphonic band, senior chorus, horn, junior concert band, violin and viola, cello, trombone. So lots of opportunities tomorrow for people to hear these students on their individual instruments as opposed to last week, which was all the big ensembles in the senior division. And then on the third session on July 14th, there'll be a lot of ensembles as well in the junior divisions, but there'll be more chamber music going on that week, and we will have another show with students 2 weeks from now. But of our what we have to come are a flute quartet, a clarinet quartet, a solo pianist, and first up, these cellists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them. They're coached by Aaron Kaplan in this performance. And Aaron, might as well ask you first, are you the sole coach of cellos, or as with some of the other ensembles, are there different coaches that have been working with them?
I'm the sole coach for the cello choir. They study with different guest artist faculty, including Dmitry Kuzov, who's the professor of cello at the university. But they study with me, coach with me for the cello choir.
And is the piece that they're playing now the one piece they've been working on, or they have a whole program's worth of stuff?
There are two pieces that they'll be playing tomorrow at our concert.
And as well as individuals playing?
Mm-hmm. Everyone will play a solo as well.
Is this the whole group of cellos who are at the camp this year?
It is the whole pre-college cello camp in your studio right now.
So it just happens that this piece by you're doing something by David Popper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Happens to use this number of cellos. Mm-hmm. Is it 4 8 cellos? I've forgotten, or is it for a smaller number?
No, this piece is the other piece we'll play tomorrow is for 8 individual cellos. This piece is written for 3 cellos and piano. And so we've doubled some parts.
Well, that makes it all that much richer a sound.
Yes.
Our cellists here are Brian Giesing, Aaron Kolasch, Adam Korber, Sarah O'Brien, Paige Phelps, Petra Rantanen, Ingrid Reed, and Monica Sleva. Just, kind of curious to go around the room and find out where everybody's from. So now I'm looking and I'm forgetting. You're Brian, right, who's more or less straight across from me. Where are you from?
I'm from Peoria.
Is this your first time doing ISYM or not?
It's my first time in the cello week camp. I did senior orchestra last year.
Good. You didn't do that one this year, though?
No.
Just decided to devote time to cello. Aaron, where are you?
I'm from Naperville.
From Naperville area. You've been here before?
No. This is my first session.
Having a blast?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I was so enthusiastic. Adam, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington Heights.
And first time?
No, this will be my fifth year coming here.
Did you do the orchestra last week?
No. I have in the past, though.
You have in the past. And all the rest are girls. So for some reason, the guys were listed first. Sarah O'Brien, where are you?
I'm from Park Ridge.
Park Ridge. Everybody's coming from up around Chicago area. And Paige Phelps?
I'm from Sycamore.
Where's that?
It's by Northern Illinois University.
So not quite Chicago area.
No.
Yeah. Petra, I know, is from here, and I don't remember if you live in Champaign or Urbana. I should know that.
Yeah, Champaign. I live in Champaign.
You're in Champaign. Ingrid Reed is from...
I'm from Libertyville.
Libertyville, another Chicago suburban person, and Monica Sliba.
I'm from Naperville as well.
Oh, two from Naperville. And I don't know who our pianist is. Who's our pianist?
Oh, Hugh Jung Jang.
Hugh Jung Jang. Uh-huh. Where are you from?
I'm originally from South Korea.
And are you in the ISYM program here? Or are you?
Yes, I am accompanist.
In the accompanying program. Do you get to play tomorrow?
Yes.
I have to interpret because she's not on a microphone. Yes, she gets to play in one of the programs tomorrow. Well, we got some music by David Popper, who was himself a cellist from what is now the Czech Republic, I believe. And this is a wonderful piece I've heard many times called A Requiem in F-sharp minor. And all these cellists from the ISYM camps live on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Music by David Pauper, his Requiem in F-sharp minor for three cellos with piano. We actually had it played by eight cellists and piano. The cellists, Brian Giesing, Aaron Kolosch, Adam Korber, Sarah O'Brien, Paige Phelps, Petra Rantanen, Ingrid Reed, and Monica Sleva with pianist Hu-Chung Jiang, all of them participating in the Illinois Summer Youth Music Programs this week. And you can hear performance by all these cellists, including this piece, another group one, and everybody playing solo tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 in Smith Memorial Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana, upstairs in the beautiful memorial room. The piano camp will be playing tomorrow morning at 11:30. Is that the one that you're on? Maybe in the same building, Smith Memorial Hall, in the recital hall. And lots of other things going on tomorrow as well. We'll let you know about some of those as we go. We've got some clarinetists and some flutists and a solo pianist to come here on Live and Local, all of them from the ISWAM camp. Sounded beautiful, everybody, and best of luck with your performance tomorrow.
Thanks.
You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and you are welcome to come along on our custom-designed trip to England and Wales this September. Experience the real Downton Abbey in a private tour just for friends of WYLL. See lovely Cotswold villages and the Yorkshire countryside, where you can meet Alan J.W. Bell, producer of Last of the Summer Wine. You can tour Greenway, Agatha Christie's home, as well as the English spa town of Bath, and visit the Jane Austen Center there before wrapping up the trip in London. The tour is nearly full. Call 217-333-7300 or visit WYLL's website for more information. We'd also like you to visit the website to check out our progress in our fundraising. The fiscal year actually ends tomorrow. We want to say thanks for your support all year long. All the money that we're bringing in now supports the programs that start on Sunday. And we were at last count 94% of the way. That sounds great, but it's also quite a distance dollar-wise to go. You can check out the progress, and more to the point, you can make a gift that will help sustain next year's programs on WYLL Radio Television and increase that percentage from 94% to something close to 100%. It's very important to do that. If you can, please do. Our homepage is will.illinois.edu. And thanks again for your gifts to WYLL. Thank you. That was the Hot Club of Detroit here on Live and Local. Heard on FM 90.9 as it is every weekday from noon to 1. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we continue with our students live in our studio from the ISYM camps this week. We have next up four players from the flute camp who will be performing tomorrow at Smith Hall at noon, Smith Hall Memorial Hall on the University of Illinois campus. In the memorial room upstairs, they'll be performing some ensemble and solo stuff. And we've got Anya Egan's, Holly Jensen, Maura Novi, and Emily Otness to play with us, for us today. I'm just kind of curious, one of you describe what's been a typical day for flutes this week at the camp.
We wake up, we go to breakfast, we have practice, warm up at around 8:30-ish, 8:25. We have a master class, so we all play for students, and we get help from the professors who help us in front of everyone, which is really helpful. We go to our own practice time, individual practice time, for about an hour. Then we play our quartet, then lunch, then more individual practice time, then our flute choir, or sometimes they do a like works on techniques or lessons and stuff. And we, after our flute choir, we have dinner, and then other people have activities. Some of us practice, but yeah.
Surely you all practice at every possible opportunity.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, we practiced in the bathroom last night during the talent show.
The quartet did?
Yes.
I hope it's a big bathroom.
Someone tried to come in the door.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
Well, I mean, that's what bathrooms are for, right?
Good acoustics.
Not for playing. Yeah, there's some pretty good echoing. We're not going to get too far down this road here. That was Anya Egan, so who's giving the overall description of what's going on. So the concert tomorrow, on your performance, you'll have this quartet. Are there other quartets as well?
We're not playing.
You're not playing tomorrow?
We just do the solos quartet tomorrow.
Solos, the choir won't,
yes,
flute choir?
The whole flute choir will, but the individual quartets performed earlier today for the younger students.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomorrow there's like two groups, like 10 of us perform in one room and then the other half of us perform in another, and then we all get together to finish out with flute choir.
Wow, well, so lots of opportunities to hear flutes tomorrow, as well as just about every other instrument you can think of. So then sometimes you'll have to pick and choose, because sometimes a bunch of things happening at the same time, but that's the way it goes, or you can flit around from place to place and hear lots of young people perform. Jonathan Keeple is the professor at the University of Illinois and also coordinator for the flute camp, and you're going to be playing for us some music by Catherine McMichael, a lament from a set of pieces with Celtic names that none of us can read, Irish names that none of us can read. But I see in front of me two regular flutes. What do you call a regular flute?
A sea flute. Or
well,
a soprano flute, sometimes you can call it that, right?
As opposed to the alto flute,
mm-hmm, yep,
which Anya is going to be playing. That's looks like a big regular flute. And then we have the bass flute, which doesn't look like a regular any kind of flute, except it's silver and it's got a mouthpiece and it has keys. It's really fat and it curves a back on itself partway, and it makes a nice low rich sound. So Emily Otness and Holly Jensen are playing the regular sea flutes, and Anya on the alto and Maura on the bass. Music by Catherine McMichael, live on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Wow, that makes me want to hear the rest of the piece. It's from a suite of music by Catherine McMichael, a lament played here by four flutists from the ISYM camps this week at the University of Illinois. On C flute, Maura Novi and Holly Jensen and Emily Otness, right? And on the alto flute, Anya Egan's, and on the bass flute, Maura Novi. And I'm curious about the bass flute. Is it any harder to play than the regular, or significantly different to play?
It's a little different. You have to use slower air since it's lower.
Slower air.
Slower air.
Just don't blow it out as fast? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Like warmer air.
Warmer air.
Oh, that's a really serious technical issue. How do you make your air warmer than it is another time?
It's hard to explain.
Conceptual as much as anything. And the mouthpiece looks different.
Yeah.
It's got a ridge on it instead of being flat.
Yeah, not all of them have this little ridge. This just helps you focus your air a little more to make the notes come out.
Because the air hole, is it larger than on the regular flute then?
Yeah. I mean, let's see alto.
Now we're comparing.
Alto. It's the same for the alto, I think.
It looks a little bigger than the C flute.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe just to manage that placement a little bit better if you're not quite used to it. Well, it sounded beautiful. You can hear the flutes perform tomorrow in Smith Memorial Hall upstairs in the Memorial Room on the University of Illinois campus at noon. Unfortunately, you'll have to choose between hearing flutes, oboes, and bassoons, and you could probably hear the Junior Symphonic Band at least part of the time, because there's a certain amount of overlap in all of these. Also, the piano camp starts at 11:30, so some choices will need to be made if you want to tour the performances tomorrow of the ISYM camps. We have four clarinetists coming up shortly after a piano solo, all of these students from ISYM. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. And our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309.
One heart given up to another, but it wasn't enough. Just standing on that sunny side of the street. What we doing, man? Well, we're just standing on that sunny side of the street.
That's Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3 from their most recent album here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have for 3 years now, I think, been featuring students from the ISYM camps at the University of Illinois, Illinois Summer Youth Music. And we've had lots of flutes play. We've had lots of bassoons play in the past, saxophones, various stringed instruments. And I think this is the first time we've had a solo pianist play on the show. Of course, the piano camp has been going on for years and years, a couple of different piano camps, actually. And this time, they have chosen, whoever they is, and I don't really know how these things are done, Nathan Matz, who is 13 years old, to play for us on the show today. Nathan, tell us a little bit about yourself and some of your background and how often you've been at ISYM.
Well, this is my first year at ISYM. Just tried it out, see how it went. So far, I love it. Everything about it's excellent. So I started playing piano when I was 4 years old. I never stopped and just kept on playing. I do a lot of competitions and recitals and concerts annually. And I just keep improving. I live in Gurnee, Illinois, which is very close to the border of Wisconsin. If any of you know where Six Flags Great America is, it's
that's
right
exactly what I was thinking.
Yep, Six Flags.
I've been to Six Flags once. I think it was the last time I went to an amusement park. As a matter of fact, it was to Six Flags Great America many years ago.
That's in Gurnee.
In Gurnee, good place. Good landmark.
Yep.
So what took you so long to get to ISYM, or have you done other music camps in the summer?
I really didn't start doing too many overnight camps until last year. This is really, we're just experimenting with a couple music camps. If I can, I really want to come back next year. So, yeah, we just found it and wanted to try it. So.
And do you work with several of the piano faculty who are here? Do you get assigned to one person, or how does that go?
Well, for this week, I was assigned to Dr. Reed Alexander for this week. So he was the only person who teaches me. My piano teacher back at home, her name is Dr. Olga Bornovalova. And she's been my teacher for many years now, and she's an excellent teacher. So,
as we heard from the flutists, and from the flutists, they get to play in, well, obviously we heard four of them play together, so they can play in an ensemble, they can play in a flute choir, they do individual things. Is there any opportunity for pianists to collaborate either with other pianists or with instrumentalists?
There are piano duets. Which there's a lot of repertoire for piano duets. There's many different pieces. A lot of groups host piano duet competitions. You can have piano quartets, although those are probably much rarer seen. And
it's hard to get four pianos on stage.
Well, it doesn't have to be four pianos. So some piano duets would have, you know, one person on each piano, so it's two pianos. But another one type of duet would where there would be two people on one piano. So one person takes the top half, in a sense, and the other person takes the bottom half.
And have you gotten a chance to do that before?
Yeah, I entered a piano duet competition once in Evanston, Illinois, at the Music Institute of Chicago. I played a duet with one of my friends, and we ended up winning first. So
congratulations.
That was, yeah, quite an experience.
Do you know how you got chosen to be the one to come and play in the show today?
I have no clue. I mean, Dr. Alexander, he just walked up to me and said, "Hey, do you want to do this radio show on Friday? You're going to be playing the Ravel Sonatine. Are you interested?" And I said, "Sure, I'd love to." So
here you are. Well, you might as well do it. We won't be hearing the whole Ravel piece. We'll be hearing the first movement. Is that right?
Correct.
From the Sonatine, which simply means small-ish sonata by Maurice Ravel. Nathan Metz from Gurnee, Illinois, from the ISYM camps, performing for us live on Live and Local. Beautifully played. The opening movement from the Sonatine of Maurice Ravel, Nathan Metz, who is 13 from Gurnee, Illinois. He's in the piano camp at the University of Illinois' ISYM camps, Illinois Summer Youth Music. Nathan, will you be playing in the performance tomorrow morning at 11:30?
Yes, correct.
Along with your colleagues in the piano camp. That'll be in the recital hall of Smith Memorial Hall on the University of Illinois campus. Sounds fantastic, and best of luck with the performance tomorrow and also with whatever you do next, and maybe we'll see you again a year from now.
All right, thank you.
Nathan Metz here on Live and Local. Stay tuned next for a quartet of clarinetists, also from the ISYM camps. That's a performance by the Maxwell Street Klezmer Band from their CD called Old Roots, New World, and Zol Zain Gelebt, Live to Enjoy, it's called, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And next up, we have, now that we had that Klezmer clarinet introduction, we have four clarinets from the ISYM camp, so I don't think they're going to be playing any Klezmer today, but I'm curious if any of you have. By any chance, do you even know what that music is?
No.
No? Oh. So then you haven't heard the Maxwell Street Klezmer Band, which is based up in Chicago. How many of you are from the Chicago area? At least?
I live in Lockport.
And I'm right. From Yorkville.
Lockport and mm-hmm. Yorkville. And so that's Maddie Walder and Audrey Fitzgerald. And Leo Kim, where are you from?
I'm from San Jose, California, in the Bay Area, close to San Francisco.
Wow, I wonder if you have the record for the longest distance to get to ISYM. And then Mark Maiden?
I'm from Overland Park, Kansas. It's a suburb of Kansas City.
Oh, this is the most wide-ranging of our groups here, then, of the ensembles we've had play today. So you guys are coached by David Harris, who is the professor at the University of Illinois, and also Andrea DiOrio, is that how she says her name?
Yes.
And we're going to play a complete suite or part of this suite by Yvonne Desport.
Part
of the suite. Well, let's listen to it. We have, I think, just about enough time on the show. We don't want to run out of it. So have at it. Thank you. Beautiful job. Music by Yvonne Desport from a French suite for four clarinets. We heard Leo Kim, Mark Maiden, Maddie Walder, and Audrey Fitzgerald. They're all participating in the ISYM camps this week at the University of Illinois. And we'll be performing this piece. You get to play this piece tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
As well as some individual solos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the first up tomorrow at 10 o'clock. There's actually four events going on at 10 tomorrow, so people will have to choose. The clarinets will be in Smith Hall on the U of I campus in the memorial room upstairs. Junior strings also at 10 o'clock at the Krannert Center. Saxophone camp students will be performing at the Music Building Auditorium, and the senior percussion camp will be in the recital hall. And then the trumpet camp also at 10 o'clock in the basement room 25 of Smith Hall. So, and then the junior orchestra happening at the Krannert Center at 11 o'clock, piano camp at 11:30, flute camp at 12, also at 12, oboes and bassoons at 12:30, junior symphonic band back at the Krannert Center, senior chorus happening tomorrow in Smith Recital Hall. That is at 1:30, horn camp at 2 o'clock in the music building, and the junior concert band at the Krannert Center, 2 o'clock. Also, violin and viola camps in Smith Hall at 2. Cellists at 3:30. Trombonists also at 3:30. You can check out the full schedule at the University of Illinois School of Music website and look for the ISYM. Travel around to find ISYM. Sounded fantastic. Best luck, best of luck tomorrow and whatever you do after you leave here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a sampling of wines from the Pacific Northwest, followed from 7 to 9 by the music of Jeff Helgeson. This has been Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. We'll be back with you Monday for another show at noon. It's a minute past 1:00.